So I wanted to get behind the curtain of anxiety a bit and how mine sometimes manifests in sleep or surrounding sleeping during sleep before and after. And so that's what I wanted to get into. But I was going to make three short videos, and then I decided it'd just be better to make one slightly longer one, because they are all revolving around sleep, but three different areas, and that's going to be not wanting to fall asleep, grinding or clenching my teeth while I'm asleep, and along with that, I guess like general tension. And then the third thing would be and the third thing would be stress dreams, which I had this morning. So I guess first of all, I think that I've really been noticing, especially this past year, that I at times just don't want to go to bed. I usually don't have a big problem falling asleep once I decide to go to sleep, but if my anxiety is really bad, then I have a little bit of trouble falling asleep as well. But yeah, I generally have been noticing that I just don't want to go to bed. I could fall asleep pretty quick usually if I chose to, but I just don't want to. And funny enough, I think that I came to this realization as I was trying to break away from this habit of watching like Vine compilations in bed, like one after another after another after another, because they just provided a sense of like familiarity, and a lot of them you're overlapping things that are familiar to you, like you've seen that Vine in another compilation before, and like it's funny and you know it. And it's just a way to like not feel alone, I think is what it is, because at night I stop being productive, I'm getting ready for bed, like whatever, and that's when I would feel more alone. Like I've distracted myself throughout the day by being productive or doing this or doing that thing. So then at night, if it's gonna come up at any time, that's the time it comes for me strongest and most often, is loneliness. So I think that was one thing that I realized I was doing, and I was like, oh, I could maybe not do that. And that brought me to the fact that like, oh, I just don't want to go to sleep a lot. And then that in turn causes problems because I'm not getting enough sleep. I already have a problem getting really restful sleep when I sleep, which is we're gonna talk about because of clenching teeth and stuff. But generally, I'm not getting enough sleep because I'm trying to stave off the loneliness I feel by being distracted with videos and YouTube and stuff like that. Yeah, so I mean that's one thing I've noticed with myself just recently this past year is like I just don't want to go to bed, and it's pretty easy for me to not go to bed even if I'm tired. I can just find a way to keep staying up and up and up and yeah, so no good there, but that's related to some loneliness, anxiety, mortality, kind of all those things. I'm just like getting this feeling where I guess, I mean, that's the thing too. During the day, I don't give myself enough time where I'm with my thoughts. So at night, after I've spent the whole day doing things and simultaneously distracting myself maybe from certain thoughts or certain things, that at night, those kind of start flooding in a bit, and then it's not something I want. So then, yeah, if I were to practice some meditation or something like that more often, maybe that would help. I think like that's the thing too, is like I haven't been riding my bike for a while because of weather. So that is a thing where I would do in the morning or whatever, and that would definitely help. So having more physical exercise and also more daytime like times where I can like meditate or just focus or not focus, I guess, would maybe help me to not have those feelings at night, but I don't know. But that's a thing that affects my sleep as well. Moving on to the clenching my teeth and grinding my teeth. It was about 2005-ish, and a girlfriend that I stayed overnight with at the time had told me like, hey, you were grinding your teeth last night, and I was like, oh, really? Like I didn't know I did that. And it wasn't, later asking more questions and stuff, it wasn't all the time at all. It was just every once in a while. And so from there until I don't know how long it took for it to peak, maybe 7 years or so, it just gradually got worse. So it'd be like grinding my teeth every once in a while, not a big deal. Then every once in a while, I realized, oh, my teeth are kind of sore, and like I have a headache, and it wasn't really that often. And then maybe it was like once a week, and then it ended up getting to the point where every single time I fall asleep, even if it's for 30 seconds, I fall asleep. Like I've fallen asleep on buses before when I was in university, and it was like, hey, in that 30 seconds, like I knew, like, oh, I only moved like 2 blocks or something. I've fallen asleep, and like my teeth like hurt. And I could feel like the tension in the muscles, and I had a headache because I didn't have a mouth guard in. So it got to that point where it was like I clench every time I fall asleep, and if I'm not wearing a mouth guard, I will get a headache. So that's something that the first little bit I didn't really go to a doctor about it. I went to like Shoppers and got like those mouth guards. You can just like you boil them or like warm them up in really hot water, and then they're kind of like pliable. They would form to your teeth. They're not very good. I wore through it eventually pretty quick, and then I was like, oh, I should probably like go see a doctor or whatever. I obviously was referred to a dentist, and then they had made a mouth guard for me. And that was around the time that I was like, it's happening every night now. Like I've noticed throughout the past couple of years, there's been this increase, a steady increase. And yeah, so I was wearing that for a bit, and then like on the left side, I had worn a hole through it within like 2 years, I think. Maybe it wasn't quite 2 years. But I wore it still with a hole in it for a while because I didn't have the means financially to go and get another mouth guard made for a long time. So yeah. With that, like I'd seen a couple of doctors because like, okay, we have this symptom of stress and anxiety and whatever else that's expressing itself through this way of like getting tense muscles like my upper back, my neck, shoulder blades especially, and then in here, which is causing me to clench. And that's not good. Is there anything I can do about that? Like, is there something I can do so that I don't want to live like this anymore? Like, it's really frustrating getting headaches and feeling the soreness. And like, and that's the thing too, is that eventually, even with a mouth guard, it got to a point where sometimes I would still get a headache. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm wearing my mouth guard all night, and I still get a headache because of it. So, and that's where I'm still at now, is like, yes, it happens every single time I fall asleep. And sometimes, despite the fact I'm wearing my mouth guard, which I always wear when I'm planning on falling asleep, I will still sometimes get a headache. It just depends. So, I mean, sometimes things fluctuate. Like, I've noticed, like, yeah, still every time I fall asleep, it happens. But some nights are worse than others because I'll end up with a headache sometimes, and sometimes I won't. Sometimes I can feel the soreness, sometimes I can't. But anyway, I had talked to doctors, and it didn't seem like there was much that they could do or they would suggest. It's like, oh, maybe you should try, do everything you can to just like relax and loosen up before bed. And it's like, someone talked to me about like, oh, just giving yourself like a neck massage or like getting exercise in before bed. But that kind of like makes it harder to fall asleep sometimes, because if you're working out like a certain amount, you got like just chemicals flowing and stuff. And for me, it makes me feel really good and like the opposite of ready to fall asleep. So I tried a couple things, but like, yeah, I don't know if it's because I didn't stick with them for long enough, or it's an area that I need to refocus in. Maybe is just trying to like really wind down before sleep and trying to like breathe and be calm or whatever. Maybe that'll help. But in the like, this has been happening, like I said, since 2005, and that's it's not cool. Along with that, I also. Every once in a while, I clench my fists, and I notice it. Like last night, I notice it before I go to sleep. So like, I just realize like, oh, I'm clenching my fists while I'm trying to fall asleep, and then I obviously try to undo that. But then in the morning, sometimes I wake up and like my muscles in here are like sore, because I had been clenching my fists. It doesn't happen that often, but I mean that's all related, and it's frustrating. And this is the reason why I don't get a very restful sleep. Someone can sleep 6 hours and probably get a more restful sleep than I did with 8 hours sometimes, because my body's like, that's what's so frustrating, is that this is the time that my body is supposed to be healing and like getting rest and whatever, but when I do that, my body's like being like, no, like we're gonna be tense and like have pressure and like all this stuff. And like it's so consistent for so long, and it just consistently got worse over years. Like I said, like there's times where I know it's worse and better, but not with the fact that I actually my body still does at least the clenching every time I fall asleep. That happens, so it doesn't seem to matter. Like, oh, I had a really great day and really positive and whatever, and I don't feel stress, but it's there somewhere, I guess. And that's the thing with anxiety, or that I've come to like think of that. That's like an underlying thing that's been there for a long time, and then for some reason over the course of years not managing it that well has maybe brought these things about. I don't really know. But yeah, so that's kind of that area. I guess too, like I said, it's really frustrating because when I that's the thing, like this is supposed to be like time where I'm like getting rest and healing and letting my body do what it needs to naturally do, and then this is interrupting that process. And so the same thing, like if the rare occasion I get sick or if I get a headache that has nothing to do with clenching my teeth, sometimes like the very rare occasion I get a migraine headache, some people, including me, like it's very incapacitating. Like I have to not have any stimulation really, because like noise and light will bother, will make it worse, and it's hard to just continue the day. So the best thing to do would be just to go to sleep. But for me, it's not, because once I sleep, I grind my teeth or I clench my teeth, which if I already have a headache, it aggravates it more. It doesn't. I don't get to sleep it off. It just doesn't work that way for me. So, yeah, that's a struggle. And the last thing that I want to talk about, because it happened this morning, was stress dreams that sometimes I have, which are rare, but those times that I have them, I can usually trace back to like, ah, because last night or the day before I was feeling very anxious and stuff, and like it's not just random. Usually I know like I've been feeling more anxious than average, and so that's why I had this dream. I think 90% of the time I have a stress dream, I'm beating somebody up. Like really aggressively assaulting somebody, and the other 10%, I'm usually like running away from a mob of people, and I don't know why. Very few times have I recognized people in the dreams, like the one I had this morning. I didn't recognize the individual that I was assaulting or any of the people around. There was a lot of people. It was not Lethbridge, was not the setting either. So like, yeah, it was just a really aggressive dream where I was like repeatedly pummeling this guy in the face, and he also just like I mean, it was very graphic, and he just kind of kept coming back for more, and like it wasn't much of a fight. Like there wasn't a lot of struggle. It was me just like completely dominating this guy, and he was just taking it, and then I would stop, and then he would leave, and then he would come back. Like, so I don't know. I don't really read too much into a lot of dreams and meanings and things like that, but like I said, I can tell when it's a stress dream. I mean, I also woke up with like soreness, and like I had a little bit of a headache from clenching so hard, and my fists were clenched when I woke up. And yeah, sometimes the stress dreams really stick with me, and they're not that fun. Definitely is not setting a good tone for the day, because it Some like I said, this morning didn't really freak me out that much, but other times it kind of freaks me out just to like be in that scenario, like being that physically violent, I guess. It's not part of my daily life or whatever, despite maybe being like an aggressive person, which I've categorized myself as sometimes. It's not because of like I get into fights and stuff like that. That's not why. So yeah, that's the other thing that happens sometimes when I sleep, like it did this morning. So, not fun. Not all these things combined, especially the latter two of like clenching and stress dreams, are not conducive to a good rest. And then, like I said, then there's a cycle sometimes if I don't get enough rest and I'm too tired for the day, and then like I don't handle the day very well and I don't have as much patience, and that stresses me out more, and I'm just not very prepared. Like, sleep is really important, and anxiety seems to rob me of a restful sleep sometimes, more often than I'd like. So, yeah, that's kind of just going into more specifics of like how my anxiety expresses itself and how it's not fun. And hopefully those aren't things you deal with, but if you do, I would love to hear any any recommendations on maybe like either mental or physical exercise that might help in like not clenching my teeth when I sleep, or just ways to relieve stress before bed or things like that. If you have any ideas, feel free to share. Please do.